You're listening to SBS News.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an increase in funding for the International Monetary Fund to enable it to address the needs of countries hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Guterres told a high-level online event that IMF members should agree to a new allocation of IMF special drawing rights, IMF's currency, as well as the voluntary reallocation of existing SDRs. The UN chief said a group of 20 debt moratorium on official debt payments by the poorest countries should be extended beyond the year end and expanded to include all developing countries and emerging markets in need. Mr. Guterres said that there will be no global recovery unless the virus is stopped in its tracks.
The crisis has snatched lives and livelihoods and taken an unprecedented toll on economies, particularly in the countries and communities least able to cope. And so far, we have not yet seen enough solidarity to assist with the massive and urgent support those countries and communities need. The international community should also increase the resources available to the International Monetary Fund, including through a new allocation of special drawing rights and the voluntary reallocation of existing special drawing rights. This is exactly the kind of crisis for which the IMF was created, to put teetering economies back on their feet. We will not see a global recovery until we have stopped the virus in its tracks.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has vowed to crack down on those flouting virus restrictions in New York State as infection rates rise. Governor Cuomo, a Democrat, said the pandemic had been a traumatic period in New York.
This was a traumatic period. Don't underestimate it. And you're going to see the consequences of that trauma for months, if not years, in many different ways.
He warned that the virus is always waiting for an opportunity.
COVID is real. You don't do the testing, you don't do the compliance, you don't have the hospital beds, more people die. That's the reality of the situation. You make a mistake on testing, you open schools and you're not ready, people get sick. That's the reality.
Governor Cuomo made the remarks as he outlined a multi-point plan to help New York City recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor also reiterated he would close schools if they are not safe. The Walt Disney Organization says it will lay off roughly 28,000 U.S. employees in its theme parks division as its resorts struggle with limited attendance and the continued closure of California's Disneyland due to the coronavirus pandemic. About two-thirds of the laid-off employees are part-time workers. Disney shut its theme parks around the world when the pandemic began spreading earlier this year. All but Disneyland gradually reopened, though the company was forced to limit the number of visitors to allow for physical distancing. In other news, Christian Dior kicked off Paris Fashion Week in earnest on Tuesday with a socially distanced runway show as models paraded around an art installation recalling Gothic-style stained glass windows to a live choir performance. Fashion brands are hesitantly returning to the catwalk after holding off for many months due to the coronavirus pandemic, with some, like Valentino, also opting to present collections to a live audience in Milan. Paris's Fashion Week, which runs until the 6th of October, will include a mix of physical and digital events. Dior creative director Maria Grazia Chiuri said that fashion is a ritual that has to be realized now in a different way.
Fashion is a ritual where our audience come to the show, is part of our show, is part of the community. But not only the Dior show, also to come to Paris for Fashion Week, also to come to Milano, to New York, to London, was in the past really a ritual. The ritual is part of the fashion system and fashion industry. We are not to forget that. I know that in the future we don't know that we can work like in the past, but we are to think like we can realize in some way a ritual in a different way.
Meanwhile, results from an early safety study of Moderna Inc.'s coronavirus vaccine candidate in older adults showed that it produced virus-neutralizing antibodies at levels similar to those seen in younger adults, with side effects roughly on par with high-dose flu shots. The study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, offers a more complete picture of the vaccine's safety in older adults, a group at increased risk of severe complications from COVID-19. In India, a second serological survey conducted there in August and September showed a large percentage of India's population had not been exposed to the novel coronavirus, although the prevalence of infections in adults increased, a government official said on Tuesday. The Director General of the Indian Council of Medical Research, Balram Bhargava, says a large percentage of the population in India was still unexposed to the virus.
A large percentage of the population is still unexposed, and susceptibility to getting SARS-CoV-2 exists is real, and therefore we have to continue with our measures which the health secretary has pointed out. Risk in urban slums is twice that of non-slum areas and four times that of rural setting.
Meanwhile, doctors and health workers in Peru who work for the country's National Social Security healthcare insurer are demanding increased salaries and making other economic claims in a country severely affected by the pandemic. More than 9,000 affiliated doctors, dentists, pharmaceutical chemists, along with medical staff from all of the country's hospitals, are staging a 48-hour walkout. In sport, Liverpool Football Club's new midfield Thiago Alcantara has tested positive for COVID-19 and is self-isolating with minor symptoms. The Spaniard, who joined the English Premier League champions from Bayern Munich earlier this month, was ruled out of their next two games after missing Monday's 3-1 victory over Arsenal at Anfield. According to the Johns Hopkins University of Medicine Coronavirus Resource Center tally, there have now been 33.5 million infections globally, with slightly more than 1 million deaths recorded. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.